Hearing is conditional, or change of zone, number 2000, Budget Holdings LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 6.57 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the east side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, approximately 0.38 miles south of Beach Highway, which is Route 16. The 911 address is 12847 Sussex Highway, Greenwood, and the tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 10, Parcel 58.08 and 58.09. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed findings of facts. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, should we thank you? Okay, is there anybody here representing this application?
Hi, I'm Edwin Tenefoss with SiteWorks Engineering. I'll be speaking on behalf of Budget Holdings, which is owned by Dan Slaybaugh. And basically, this is an application to amend the zoning map for the two properties from a mixed zoning of C1, AR1, to a C2 medium residential for the full 6.57 acres. And just to kind of clarify, I know in my booklet, the applicant and owner is Budget Holdings LLC, but it's, which is a Delaware LLC, but, it's managed by Budget Mini Storage Inc., but it is owned by, Budget Holdings LLC, and I was kind of using them interchangeably within the packet, so I don't want any confusion. It is Budget Holdings LLC, so I just wanted to go ahead and point that out. I apologize for for that, but currently parcel 55808 is an existing mini storage facility, and 5809 is a farm field next to it. Mr. Slaybaugh has purchased 5809 and would like to expand the operations into the additional parcel. But in the process, we realized that technically a mini storage is not allowed in C1 zoning, much to our surprise, considering it was built before he bought it. But so I guess 20 years ago, that one got approved or whatever, but it's not an allowable use within the C1 zoning. So we wanted to get it zoned to something that worked. So we went, C2 does allow for mini storage, and so we would like to go ahead and have the whole parcel zoned C2 rather than trying to have a split zoning and just be able to make it a more efficient use. Do I get to kind of swipe through things, or is the packet on here at all or no? If I could go to like tab 3, I just wanted to show the survey quick. Yeah. But I do include a survey in there where it shows the a little better. Sorry, maybe I don't need to go to quite this extent. I was kind of prepared to work through my packet, but I guess if that's not really necessary, I'll just kind of go through my notes and go from there. But you'll see the zoning line is right here, and then there's four existing units. And we would like to add some more. There's two existing stormwater ponds up front. This one actually does not serve either of these parcels. It serves the service road that goes through there. And there is a 50-foot easement along the back that's for utilities that we do not intend. We intend to just kind of leave as stone where we can use for moving around the site, but not intending to actually develop that, so that if sewer or water is needed to extend through there, that they can, that they have their room. We did submit a service level evaluation to DelDOT, and it came back as a diminutive impact because many storages aren't high traffic uses. I know they were expecting less than 50 trips a day, and a TIS was not required because it's not more than 50 an hour. So, and I plan to submit that application actually to them within the next few weeks and for the letter of no objection, as I have had some discussions with them. And then there's just to the north of the site is Dollar General. So there are other commercial uses around us. There's Cheer Center over here, and just off the page to the south is a dog food warehouse facility. So it is kind of all commercial, and it was zoned C1 along the whole stretch, 600 feet, again, 600 feet off the roadway. So adding, rezoning it to a different commercial use to provide the same service, that doesn't seem like it would create a negative impact to the surrounding commercial units. There is a residence back here. I don't want to pretend like there are no residences, but there is one residence back there, which could be. I think there's a couple aerials in the packet that show that. It's not in the flood zone. I included the FEMA map in the packet. Also, it's in tab 6, but it is not in a flood zone. There are flood zones kind of on either side, but it sits fairly high, and it is zoned as zone X. Looking at the Delaware State Strategies map, they seem to have a little enclave in there where this is technically as a level 3 in there, but I don't know, since it's already commercial, zone commercial, and it just doesn't, typically it's level 3 tends to be if you're not contiguous and or there's not existing infrastructure, and that just isn't the case in this particular use. So it seems like this should fit into a level 2 from the state. From the state aspect, in the county, proposed plan, it is zoned as developing area, and commercial uses are encouraged within those developing areas. So again, it does fit that. It is right off of Route 13, so it has easy access to one of the main arteries of the state, north-south arteries of the state. So that also, again, fits for a C2 zoning. Would you mind going to tab 9? You see, we are looking to expand quite a bit. There's the 4 existing, and then we were looking to add. We're looking to add approximately 14 30 by 80 units and 16 or 6 15 by 160 units, which are each 2,500 square foot units, and then also several 1,200 and 1,500 square foot units. We do intend to put fence around the whole facility. And inside the fence is all going to be paved. I should have corrected my hatch before I sent this. I apologize. But everything inside the fence is going to be paved, with the exception of this back here. We'll see.
Okay. Mr. Lieutenant Foster, I just want to remind you that, your application is for a change of zone.
Oh, I don't have to get into the site?
Yeah, so anything, anything, you know, the question for us is, it appropriate for anything under the C2? So you really don't need to go into the details of your site plan.
Okay, I got you. Then I'll move on from there, again. So with that being said, then, just, I guess, also kind of the purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include performance of consumer services. The district shall be primarily located, the district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. The intended use of the property is consistent with these permitted uses. So I just wanted to kind of note that. And I wanted to, water and sewer, we do not intend to, we do not need water and sewer in this particular facility. It's not a permanently manned facility, so we would have a water cooler and a portable potty, or a porta potty on site for use, but we don't intend to. That's what's there now. That's how they would like to continue to serve it. I guess with that being said, I think all factors have been considered, and the proposed C2 classification meets the purposes and goals of the county's comprehensive plan and its zoning code. So we would just simply like to expand what's there.
All right. Well, let's see if anyone in the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Butler.
I'm very familiar with this area, and I think it's well suited.
Okay. Ms. Collins?
Seems appropriate to me based upon taking a look at the site and what's adjoining.
Any questions, Ms. Wingate?
No, I have none. Thank you.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me. Thank you.
Counselor? Okay, I have no questions either. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. You never know.
You really cleared the room out.
So anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2000, Budget Holdings LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to Budget Holdings? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.